This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Access to affordable and reliable internet, high speed, please, not dial-up, is nothing less than a requirement in this day and age. Everything from applying for a job to getting medicine can require an internet connection. There are, though, a lot of places in this country, specifically for us right now in the rural South, where internet, when available, is neither affordable, reliable, or high speed. It's a digital divide that affects Black Americans disproportionately. A study from the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies showed 38% of Black households in that part of the country don't have home internet. Aaliyah Wright is a reporter for Capital B News, and she's been working on a series called Digital Redlining and the Black Rural South. Aaliyah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So the headline of the piece, as I said in the introduction, Digital Redlining and the Black Rural South. How bad is it?
Yeah, so I'll start by just saying I thought about my experience when I lived in Mississippi, which is my home state, and I had issues finding an internet provider where I lived. And when I did find a provider, first of all, it took multiple attempts to find someone who serviced my area. When I did, the service was so slow that I had to basically work out of the local coffee shop that was in the downtown area of where I lived. And so given that, I wanted to see what it looked like for other places, you know, in terms of accessibility as well as affordability. Mm-hmm. And so I got a chance to travel to Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia just to see how, you know, these issues were affecting folks.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there are two things, accessibility and cost. Let's talk first of all about the cost. It can be had with some difficulty, and it's expensive as all get out.
Yeah. Many folks who, you know, live in these areas are low income, and they can't afford to subscribe to an internet service as well as, you know, paying their bills, prescription, you know, necessities, you know, they're stretched thin. So when it comes to choosing essentials versus internet, they just simply can't do it. And even though some folks may, you know, have the service, usually the service isn't always great. Mm-hmm. And a number of folks have mentioned that their service resembles modern day dial-up, if you will.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You talk about picking between essentials and the internet. And while obviously the internet is not food and shelter, in today's modern economy, broadband internet is kind of an essential. This affects people's work, their ability to go to school, all of those things that you lay out in this piece.
Yeah, very much so. You can't do most things, you know, without the internet. Just think about, as you mentioned, wanting to do remote work. We know jobs are limited and few in these areas, so it would be great for folks to be able to take on a remote job and make more money. Or paying a bill online, submitting schoolwork, applying for government programs and assistance. And so for folks who may not have great quality service or service at all, they have to find alternatives, whether it's driving or walking to a local library or a hotel lobby or simply going to their neighbor's home.
When you were on your search for your own internet in Mississippi and were having to deal with, you know, going to the library and whatever, did you just look around and say, how the heck did this happen?
I think at that time, I was just trying to get the internet wherever I could.
Yeah.
But it always was in the back of my mind. I mean, even growing up, because I'm from Clarksdale, Mississippi, and even growing up,
for those who aren't familiar, how rural is that part of Mississippi?
So that part, it's about, 15,000 folks?
Okay.
And it's in the heart of the Mississippi Delta, which is the poorest part of, you know, the state and also one of the poorest areas in the country. And we also are known for our blues tourism. So
there
I should definitely put that
out
there.
Get that plug in there for sure.
But even living with my mom, she had what they would deem as quality internet service. And she paid hundreds of dollars, maybe up to $200 for it. But the internet was still so slow. And so it was always in the back of my mind and thinking, why does this issue exist? But when I finally, you know, got the chance to delve into it and spend months reporting this out, I knew I had the chance to finally figure out why.
Aaliyah Wright is the rural issues reporter at Capital B. They're doing a whole series, of which this is the first one. The series is called Disconnected, Rural Black America and the Digital Divide. Aaliyah, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me.